Goldie Lunch Recordings presents Blake Morrison talking about his book, Shingle Street, sponsored by Doro, number one in the senior mobile market.
Thank you very much. Of course, I wasn't warned that I would have to follow Barry Cryer. And thank you for mentioning my birthday, because it was a significant one last week. I am now officially an oldie. And therefore, it's very appropriate that I should be here, and it's very pleasing to be here. My father, I think, would be proud that I'm here, though in other ways he was very disappointed in me. He was a doctor. He wished for me to be a doctor. I was supposed to take over the family practice run by him and my mother, and of course I wasn't any good at science, and worse still in his mind, I was interested in poetry. Actually, an interest in any books would have been disappointing to my father, because, you know, for him the thing was to be outside, to be active, to be doing stuff, and just to sit there reading a book was not what you should be doing. However, I found that he was a rather overbearing man, that the best way to escape him was poetry. That was one place in my life I knew my dad would not be interfering and sticking his nose in. A man who'd only ever read one book in my memory, and that was Jaws, after seeing the Peter Benchley film. Anyway, I did begin as a poet. Then I went off and wrote other books, including one about my father. That was his revenge on me. I didn't escape him, after all. And more recently, I've come back to poetry and published this year a book called Shingle Street. Now, Shingle Street is a place. Some of you may have come across it on the east coast of England, on the Suffolk coast. A coast that's very striking for its erosion. And of course, when you reach a certain age in your life, you do notice erosion takes on a sort of metaphorical meaning as well. I don't know whether you ever had poems at an oldie lunch before, but I'm going to inflict a couple on you. This is one called Kovai. This is another place on the East Coast, and it's about that phenomenon I just talked about. The tides go in and out, but the cliffs are stuck in reverse. Back across the fields they creep to the graves of Kovai Church. From church to beach was once a hike. Today, it's just a stroll. Soon, it'll be a stone's throw. And that path we took along the cliffs has itself been taken by winter storms, the wheat's living on the edge. What's to be done? I blame the dead in their grassy mounds, the sailors and fishermen longing to be back at sea, who, since they can't get up and walk down to the beach, entice the sea to come to them. Thank you. So it was while I was walking on the Shingle Beach at Shingle Street that I thought, there's a poem in this. Just the crunching along the shingle made me think of rhymes and of a very rapid rhythm. Oberon Waugh, who I know is associated with these lunches, always used to complain that modern poets didn't use rhyme, but this book has a bit of rhyme in it, from the beginning of that ballad of Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, the summer's sweet, the stones are flat, the pebbles neat, and there's less rip when tides are neap. It's fine to swim, or fine to try, but when the sea runs fast and high, and skies turn black, and cormorants weep, best watch your step on Shingle Street. So there's a lot of rhyme in that, which would please Bron, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it
would please him. Buried in the middle of this book are a series of poems that each begin with the words, "this poem." If you've ever been to a poetry reading, you know that poets always say, well, this poem is about this, and this poem was inspired by that. So I thought I'd save myself that trouble by beginning every poem with the words, "this poem." This one is called Call Center. This poem is an automated response system. To activate it, please slowly speak your name. I'm sorry, but your personality has not been recognized. Please wait while I transfer you to one of our inoperatives. Your call is extremely important to us. Please take a moment to enjoy the silence. We are experiencing an unusual volume. Please keep your voice down. You now have three options: death from boredom, death from apoplexy, death by suicide. Thank you. Your complaint has been referred to our satisfaction unit, where it will be answered with due coarseness. I'm just going to finish up with a poem that proves that, as always, my father had the last word. I wrote a memoir about him, which I thought would, you know, get him out of my system. But I go on writing about him, it seems, and there are three or four poems about him in this collection. This one is called The Dressing Gown. 20 years on, your dressing gown hangs from the bedroom door, waiting to come back into fashion. Short, thin, with mauve and blue stripes, it was more for the beach than round the house. A thing you'd drop in a heap as you ran into the sea, then towel yourself dry with afterwards, stretching the collar tight like a loofah to reach that itch you couldn't get at in the middle of your back. I took it with your other things, the shoes, shirts, blazer with brass buttons, all since discarded, unworn. For months it smelled of talc or engine oil or maybe the sea, of you anyway. It's musty now, the colours fading, the posture too slack for you. Nothing in the pockets but fluff. I should take it to the dump. But first I try it on, feeling it settle round me like a skin I've slipped inside. And when I look, there's you in the mirror, serious, head tilted, sizing things up. Perfect fit. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for The Oldie 2015.